Warning, the following podcast is meant for comedy. We do not condone or support any criminal activity or crimes mentioned. Enjoy yourself.
True criminals!
Welcome to the show. I'm Eric.
And I'm Scotty.
And this is True Criminals, a podcast where we normally talk to regular people about the crimes they've committed. So this is going to be a sort of crossover episode, a mini episode. We're going to talk about another project that we have going on. So, we're calling it the movies
we don't deserve.
Yeah, the movies we don't deserve. And so it's this project we're going to be putting out. We're going to play the first episode for you now. It's going to be a video show that we're going to be releasing on YouTube. So you're going to want to, I'll release some of the video and images onto our Instagram so you can see what we're actually talking about. But in it, there's a trailer. You'll hear the audio from the trailer. You won't see the pictures unless you go to Instagram or go check out our YouTube and watch our whole show. But I created a fake movie. Well, a trailer for a fake movie called Erector Set.
And this is the only place you're going to hear about it being fake.
Yeah. on the show that we're doing, the project that we're doing, we go about it like these movies really exist. So I don't think we'll ever break character on that. So going into it though, like, you had no idea that, like,
it was I realized how terrible I am with improv real quick.
Well, so, like, I was rehearsing, like I said, I was going through a bunch of stuff in my head, like, leading up to us recording that. I was rehearsing, like, things specifically that I was going to say. I knew I was going to say that I wasn't sure that I liked the movie. Because I was like, well, that would be interesting to say, like, yeah, well, maybe that's not a good movie. And part of it's also because if you watch the video, I mean, I was really just learning kind of how to edit and make this video. And so, to capture the videos, I was like playing stuff on YouTube or wherever I could find a video. Then I was quickly backing out and I'm recording my screen capture the same way I'm doing like right now, actually. And so you'd see the cursor sometimes in some of the shots. You'd see the cursor of the mouse swiping across the screen, or you'd see the load bar at the bottom.
Well, also, the first time I watched it for us to like do this, I had no audio for it. So I was just like going by what it looked like, I guess. And in my head, there was like, it was playing it out like that was footage taken from like online investigators and shit and security camera.
Well, so when I captured a lot of that video too, I did not, like, even when I was editing it and stuff, I did not notice until after I had assembled the whole thing. I did not notice how many times the cursor's in it, but I also didn't notice like the tabs that were open in some of them. Like, you can literally in one scene where it says like Rosati's Louisville. Like, I was ordering pizza that night. I had a local pizza restaurant's tab open. I think I had an email going to you, so it had your name up in the corner. And so I made that, and I'm also really bad at like keeping secrets and not. I wanted to like post that online. I wanted to send it to you. Like, as soon as I assembled it, I was like getting nervous. I'm like assembling this video. Because I was like, oh man, I was like fucking cheesing for like 2 days. I showed everybody in my family. I have sent it to several other people. And the funny part about that is that the people, I'm like, here at the house, they know what I'm doing. They know I'm making a stupid video for a show that we're going to make. The other people I sent it to are like, what the fuck is it? I sent them a fake trailer for a movie that doesn't exist, and I didn't explain to them why I did it. So several people got that in their email with no explanation. Yeah. So
do they think it's a real movie?
No. I mean, like, Nobody's responded back to me. Ross is the only person who responded back, and he was like, "Yeah, that was awesome." He thought it was. I don't know. Maybe he was just sending me words of encouragement because he thought I like. Yeah, I'm an idiot. what the fuck? Oh yeah, cool, dude. I like it.
Did he know that's how you spent your birthday? Maybe it was like.
Yeah, spent my whole
sympathy.
No, you're the only person. You and Rachel are the only people that know I spent my whole birthday making that video. Yeah, so that's why I got the order from the special pizza place too. It was my birthday, so treated myself to a treat deep. Yourself. Oh man, so yeah. Also, like in my head, it's my birthday, right? And I'm like, I'm just giggling to my Rachel's out. She went out with some friends. Because it was one of their birthdays. I'm just giggling to myself, like, knowing that I'm home alone and I'm in here recording that voice. I edit some stuff on the computer, capture a few things, and I'm like, oh, let me record that. I come in here, hook up the mic. Yeah, I'm, like, reading those lines over and over again. Go back inside. I decided to change a line. Came back in here and record. I was like, oh, man. This is what the
well, I was driving my son to school the other morning, and you and I had like sent a few ideas back and forth about the toy box series, and some of them we wrote out like scripts and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was reading them to him, and I was doing my Trail of Monkeys one.
Oh yeah,
and I got to the part where I was like. I mean, while I was, like, describing what was going on, you know, I was, like, two parents on the outside of a door banging on it. And then when I get to the narrator voice, I tried to do, like, Mr. Movie Phone. I'm like, this fall. But, yeah, I was like, and these plastic primates mean business. And I paused for a moment. And then, like, without me even saying anything, he goes, monkey business. Like, oh, sweet.
Oh, man. So, yeah, for more context, not only do we send each other stupid ideas and shit all the time, we pitched out an idea about a movie that, I eventually wrote the script for. It's about, I don't know if we want to say too much of it, but I guess the scripts are
about a vintage toy.
Yeah, it's about a vintage toy that's, it's called Fright Bright. I mean, it's in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's in there. So, yeah. And then we started talking about the Slinky. I'll put the image that you made for the Slinky movie. I'll put that on our Instagram, too. So, yeah, I don't know. We're just making stupid shit. Like,
We're talking about doing, like, the Grindhouse movies. From Tarantino and Rodriguez, where there were all the fake trailers. And like, oh, we'll do, before the actual movie, a bunch of fake trailers for vintage toy-based horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that it was when you said that. You sent that to me in a text.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had already written up the script for, the fake trailer script for Erector Set. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to make it. You know? And so that's why I spent my birthday just, I was like, I don't know how to make a fake trailer, but I'm just going to do it. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to do it. And I did. We came up with this idea a couple months ago and it was just an idea. It's like one of many ideas where we come up with something and then don't do anything with it. But I did start like trying to capture some images for another one I was going to do. And I started that months ago and I just never... I never sat down and did it. Now that I've done this, I'm like, I mean, it takes my whole evening to do it. But yeah. I could make another fake trailer pretty easy. So, not easy. It took like 6 hours.
Well, now I have to figure out how to do it. So that,
well, you know,
the next episode.
Well, that was one of the things I was saying. You know, like we could just throw up the movie posters. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to play a whole trailer. Or one thing sometimes when you watch these other shows that review movies and stuff, sometimes they show like a scene from the movie, And so, like, I almost was like, man, I'm gonna go buy a slinky and roll it down some, roll it down some stairs.
Do they still make metal ones?
I'm sure you can find. I know you're not. You're gonna find one at a Target, but you can find one online for sure.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's what I thought. You could do like a, and you even last night you came up with a fun series of lines for a slinky based. And so I was like, that would be great. I was thinking about it last night. I was like, if I just filmed a slinky going downstairs, you could just show that, you know, just a slinky going downstairs slowly. Maybe screen fades to black or cuts to black and some words come across and it cuts back to the slinky, cuts back to some words, you know. But yeah. So just stuff like that. You could do all sorts of stuff to make a fake universe of movies. So, yeah. So that, coming up here, we'll play the audio for our review of Erector Set, a true criminals film starring Mario Van Peebles. Oh, and so that's another thing. Well, here, we'll just play the Erector Set thing. Welcome back to the Movies We Don't Deserve. So, I'm your host, Eric. With me, as always, is Scotty. And yet today we're going to be reviewing some movies. If you guys have not, or we have one movie for sure that we're going to be reviewing. If you guys have not seen this show before, we talk about movies. We review some of the more obscure stuff, you know.
And this is one we've just gotten a lot of requests to review.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely got some names in there that you might recognize. One of our favorites, Mr. Van Peebles, is back. So yeah, we're big fans. We've talked about him a lot, a bunch of his previous work, Tiny Dick.
That's actually the only reason I watched this movie is because he was in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got some things to say about the movie for sure, but you know, we'll get to that after we watch the trailer together. So if you guys are ready, that trailer now. So. All right, you can see my screen, Scotty? Okay, here we go.
Sheriff, it's not that I'm trying to step on your toes. Swing my big dick around, trying to show the local law enforcement who's who, what's what. I'm here for one simple reason. There's trouble. You guys have done your best. But right now, we are looking at a case with one missing girl. String of unsolved sexual assaults. A damned panic to rival the satanic. Only this time, everyone's too damn woke to see what we're really dealing with. You can't see the forest for the trees. You're trying so hard to make this human. We're clear of dealing with something else.
So yeah, if you haven't seen this movie before, that's Erector Set. It's a very unique and interesting movie. What did you think of it, Scott?
I thought it was great. I went in with, again, only watched it because of Van Peebles, but I thought it was either gay porn or like a kids movie.
Yeah, yeah, there were some interesting.
So I was excited either way.
So I will say, okay, I got some things to say about it. First, I love it. It looks really beautiful, lighting, everything, really good. I was very concerned with some of the subject matter, you know. I mean, it's very clear, I think, in the movie that sexual assaults, they're trying to do a play on erect and erector set. I mean, I'm laughing about it, but at the same time, I was like, should you be making this movie?
Yeah.
It was very dark, very dark. I mean, almost brilliant if it weren't for the fact that it's so disturbing. I mean, it's kind of like someone made a really beautiful, beautiful, amazing picture of Hitler.
I mean, like, as far as movies go, you know, I think it's like right on the cusp of being up there with like Serbian film or Halo, or
yeah, yeah, it's so there's some, I don't know, it's just, it's like I really want to say that I loved it. They did some weird editing choices too, I think, like you can clearly see like some of the computer frame.
Yeah.
you it was like they made this really beautiful movie and then they gave it to a 10-year-old to edit. And I thought, well, this is an interesting choice that I can see some of the other tabs you had open while you were editing this movie. But I was like, I mean, it's interesting, you know, it, I guess it takes you out of the movie a little bit so you're not as disturbed by some of the darkness. But yeah, it was very, I don't know, it's unique, I can say that. Yeah, once again, Mr. Van Peebles is back. Now, Mario there, great actor, he did a stellar performance. That's him speaking in the trailer. He gives this monologue to the local sheriff. And of course, you know, you just from the trailer, you guys all heard it, you wouldn't guess that was Mario Van Peebles. Sounded like a whole different guy. So, yeah. I do want to see, let me see, I'm going to go ahead and show you one more thing. So yeah, erector set. Now, some of the promotional material they put out with this. So here we are. This was one of the posters. And the tagline, some erections are bad. Once again, I thought, yeah, this is bad. That's kind of bad to be in your movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, the set, the erect set in the movie, yeah, it was bad. Of course, you know, this was a Halloween release, a True Criminals film. Of course, they made the movie Fright Bright, so, yeah, maybe we should review that sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a fun series they did, you know. I think what do they call it, the Toy Chest series or something like that.
Yeah, like most of their movies, you know, like I get really into this one. Like, I understand why it has a cult following, but I also get why a lot of people would hate it.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's just one of those things, you know. There's other movies out there that have lots of disturbing material in them that I get a little cringe when I watch them too. So I mean, there's like a, it's almost like a whole genre of in horror to have like just a rape genre, you know. So
that's, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if this falls into that, but it's definitely skating the line, and the fact that it's about children toys is where I feel like it maybe crosses the line. But so yeah, part of that toy box series or toy chest or whatever it was, you know, there was Fright Bright, but they also did that Slinky movie.
Slinky movie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was and you need, you know, you never think of these things. There was one about Lincoln Logs. I don't think I saw that one, but
that was a really odd choice that they went with Duplo blocks instead of like Lego brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I think Duplo's owned by Lego.
Huh? It is.
Okay.
I'm sure it was a licensing thing, though. So, you know, it's like in Fright Bright, they have to call the, what's obviously a Light Bright, they have to call it a Fright Bright through the whole movie. Right, right. Which, you know, makes it more fun, but in a way. Or like the Slinky movie is called, like, Metal Coil or whatever. The Metal Coil that goes downstairs. So, yeah. It's very interesting. So, yeah, I mean, lighting, I thought the soundtrack was very odd. It was almost all that single keynote through the movie. But, I mean, audio was pretty good. I thought it had a good mix going on there.
I don't want to be one of those guys that are like, I hate CG. I do dislike it. I feel like it's really distracting. I love practical effects. But, I mean, I don't understand why they had to CG an Erector set. Yeah. It seems like it would have been way cheaper to just build it.
Yeah, I mean, especially like you have to have an Erector set in the movie.
I mean, it was like more of a vintage Erector set, so maybe those are like hard to get your hands on or something. I have a price of Erector sets later.
Yeah, it probably costs way more to CG an Erector set. Maybe they just didn't know how one actually worked. I mean, to be honest, I've never seen one in real life.
So. I guess I've only seen actually, I don't even know that I've seen the commercials. I think a record set might have been like a little bit before my time.
Yeah, it's a Sandlot. That's where I'm familiar with them. I assume you can build anything with them, though.
Yeah.
So that's why they made it like a raping, murdering toy.
Because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was like right after Erector, because I was like the Marble Madness Domino Rally generation.
Yeah. My wife just got a sweet.
My wife
just got a. Just got a. We're trying to be professionals here, Scotty. Sorry. She just came back from an estate sale with a Gizmo Duck.
Like a Gizmo, I love Gizmo Duck.
A Gizmo Duck figurine. Still in its original packaging, right?
Okay.
She opened it. Which was, I said something about it, you know, kind of blasphemy in a way, but at the same time, I was like, it's just a Gizmo Duck. However, dude, that plastic smelled like it was 30 years old. It was the grossest smelling thing. It, like, stank up the whole house. So,
the packaging thing, like, I don't know. If you maybe at least like hold on to it for a little while before you bust it open.
Yeah. Well, it got busted open the second it came in the house. But so I have a vintage Light Bright. I think you got a vintage Light Bright too recently, did you?
I didn't purchase it, but I know where one's at. Okay.
So yeah, my vintage Light Bright, yeah, it's in a cardboard box. I imagine an Erector set would come in like a cardboard box like that, so.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't find them. Maybe that's it.
Fright Bright actually, like, had me a little bit nervous, because I don't know where that Light Bright came from.
Yeah.
I don't know how based on a true story Fright Bright is, so I don't like taking my chances.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously I think they modded it some to... I mean, there's a scene in there where it's battery powered at one point, and then it later on it's not battery powered.
So. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be like it playing with everybody's mind, like Oculus.
Yeah, that was in there some. It was definitely like Oculus. I know that. The writer has said that. Yeah, that was in his mind when he was going through it. I do think he also mentioned that some of it was just the simple fact that he didn't know when he started it. If it was battery powered or had a cord and didn't want to go back and like rewrite stuff, so he just made it part of the story, which I think worked, you know. Sometimes you just take your mistakes and you roll with them.
So
what else can you say about Erector set? Do you think it's a blockbuster movie?
I'm trying to think of, like...
If this had come out the same week...
Double entendres to describe the movie.
This had come out the same week as Avengers. Because, I mean, you know, it's got an Avenge quality to it, I guess.
Yeah. If you take all their other movies into consideration, there's, like, little... Easter eggs here and there that kind of, like, technically they're all in the same universe.
Yeah.
I mean, the same universe building as Marvel, just in a slightly different direction.
Oh, I mean, I mean, the director said, yeah, I don't want to spoil too much, but let's just say that it'd be hard to have it in another movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a movie where you had, you know, the Slinky from, yeah, Metal Coil, the Fright Bright, you know, et cetera, the Lincoln Logs, all of that, and like, not like a team-up. Maybe a team-up, I don't know, maybe they fight the demonic toys.
Oh, yeah, like the Puppet Master versus the demonic toys, or Dollman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the people who make these movies sell the rights to the people who make Puppet Master and Demonic Toys. Just becomes one huge toy universe.
I think it like fizzled out, but I know they were talking about doing one that like had to do more with dolls. But it like does like the basically the Toy Story theme where like the toys are alive and stuff, and then the kid, the owner of them, like accidentally like walks in on them moving around and stuff. Then it just takes a super dark twist where they're like it's more of like a home invasion thing, and they're like they don't know what to do with him now that he knows their secret. Mm-hmm.
Man, I had a thought on this, but I lost it, so I guess we'll just keep on going. Yeah, I guess, what would you rate this if you had to rate it?
What's the scale?
What's the scale? Oh, shoot.
Like 1 through 10, or?
Are we going to do it on a toy scale?
Like a toy scale?
Not like a toy scale. But, I mean, is there something, like, could you say, like, yeah, one out of five light bright pegs or something like that, or or like a battleship. There's got to be a
like the name of the different ships depending on how many pegs it gets.
Yeah, I played Battleship like 2 weeks ago and I don't remember the name of
it. Well, there's the big one, that's the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, the battleship has four. Then I don't know, we can assume there's like a tugboat.
I think there's a submarine. I think that one's two.
Okay. Well, we say submarine, yeah, three peg boat, battleship, or aircraft carrier. So on a scale of up to five, did this sink your battleship?
I would actually give it a battleship, not an aircraft
carrier. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what the three peg one is, but I guess it's just because it gets so dark, you know. And yeah, that tagline, they put that everywhere. Some erections are bad. I mean, yeah, some erections are bad, but that's not something you want to put on your movie poster. I don't know. I'd give it the, what is that? I don't know, it's probably a gunship or something. I'll have to look them up later, but
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. So yeah, that's what I'd rate it. It did not sink my battleship, but it was interesting. I'm gonna give it that. You know, they definitely put a lot of work into it. Other than the editing, I mean, where you could clearly see. I mean, I didn't even some of the. You were talking about the CGI. One thing that I thought you were going to mention, yeah, the erector set was CGI, but did you, clearly those scenes in the tunnel and hallway, like when they're heading toward that dungeon area. That was CGI. The whole dungeon was CGI. I was like, is this a video game?
Yeah. Like, it was many details.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, maybe they couldn't find a good location, so they just, I don't know. It was interesting to choose to CGI your location.
Maybe they just had like a CGI guy on their team, like, wanted a bigger workload.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, if they, maybe it was easier.
Cruiser is the three holes.
Okay, I'd give it a cruiser.
Destroyer is the two.
Okay. So that's what I don't know. You just have to say a miss if it for one peg, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, it sinks your cruiser, your destroyer, your battleship.
It goes destroyer, and then Cruiser and Submarine 03, Battleship, Carrier.
Okay, well, yeah. I'd say it sunk my submarine then, because, yeah. Lot to love in it. Lot to love in it. It just, it does, it is disturbing.
Yeah, there's definitely moments that, like, you should not be watching it.
Yeah. Like, you know, most of the movie. No.
Like, from, I mean, like, from about where you read the title.
Like, yeah, from the point where you, like, read the title at the ticket booth. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm kidding, but yeah, it's worth a watch, I guess. You know, I think it's available on Shudder, so, so check it out.
Whenever, if you don't go watch it in theaters, like, wear a trench coat and sunglasses.
Oh, geez, yeah, wear a trench coat and sunglasses and bring some plastic. bring some plastic to cover yourself with, because the audiences go wild. Yeah, this, I mean, I don't want to get into some of the audience participation that goes on in this movie, but it's a lot different than when you see The Room and they're throwing sporks or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, Erector Set, check it out. Is there anything you need to plug before we?
Not that I can think of.
You want to plug any of the Fiendish Fox things? Any of that coming out? I know we've had some other projects going on right now. So yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted to or that stuff further down the line.
Yeah, I think everything's just kind of getting off the ground right now in the works, and want to get like a small catalog before really releasing anything. So
okay.
But as soon as that comes out, you guys will hear about it here first.
Okay. Well, yeah. Of course, you can always check out our podcast, True Criminals, where we talk to regular people about crime. And yeah, if you like this show, you know, definitely. It's everybody loves a video, so it's so easy to share. share this video. You know, I know they want to see that trailer. If nothing else, people want to see that trailer. So, yeah. Screenshot that movie poster. if you can't find it online, you know, you can find it here. So yes, like, subscribe, share, you know, tell people about it. You know, our fan base continues to grow. So
hashtag #MVMPeeps.
Yeah, what is that?
Mario Van Peebles.
Oh, Van Peebles. Yeah. I mean, we've reached out. We've tried to get him to be a guest, so maybe.
Yeah, I'm really upset that he'll, you know, risk his career with movies like Erector Set, but won't just come on the podcast, man.
Yeah. I mean, he did Tiny Dicks. He was in Tiny Dicks. Come on. So, we should review that sometime, but anyways.
Some fun facts connecting the movie Tiny Dicks with Japanese erectile dysfunction campaign posters and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, yeah, maybe we'll do that one sometime coming up, you know. I know the people involved in that one, yeah, have a couple. You know, it's almost like the Van Peebles universe with that one. So
he should start bringing all of his movies together. And...
Yeah. So yeah, like, subscribe. Check those boxes. We really appreciate it. Share this, and until then. Okay, and we're back. So yeah, Mario Van Peebles. I said you didn't catch the audio, and I said while we were reviewing it that. That was Mario Van Peebles doing that voice. It's obviously me doing that voice.
But... Yeah, it was really... Because you kind of chuckled when you said it. And I was like, oh man, I can't wait to hear it.
So, yeah. When you watch the video, it's supposed to be Mario Van Peebles doing... I mean, he would have to be a great actor to sound just like me. Oh, see, that was one of the things I was also rehearsing when I was planning to do this. I was like,
he just took some like voice clips from his movies and shit, and it was gonna be like, yeah, out of context, like, get this motherfucker.
I was gonna describe the plot of the movie a little bit, and I had forgotten. Like I said, I'd been thinking about this for days, and then all day today I did not. So when we went into this, I just forgot most of the stuff I was planning to say. I was gonna say that, yeah, the plot, like, it's, you know, obviously Mario Van Peebles is playing Special Agent Pelican Jackson. And I was expecting to get a reaction from you out of that because I'm calling him Pelican. So, but yeah. Yeah. Well, I still think it came off pretty good. The director setting really, yeah, I think works out. And there's a poster if you guys, yeah, go watch the YouTube video. It's only like 20 minutes long, but there is a poster that I throw up, and it's an image of, you know, an erector set and a boy. And it says some erections are bad on there. Yeah. When I said that out loud to, like, Rachel and Dax, I felt like I was, like, saying something wrong. That's what made me... That's when I decided that I was going to, like, say I wasn't sure how I felt about the movie. Because as soon as I said that out loud, I was like, they're kind of giving me looks like I crossed the line.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably say shit like that in front of Raylene and just feel really stupid about it when she rolls her eyes. My son, though, he probably wouldn't think twice about it. We talk pretty awful around each other.
Well, I thought, like, so...
The other day I was like, fuck you. He was like, Or no, he said, like, I'm gonna fuck with this. I was like, I won't fuck with you. He's like, not only is that immoral, but it's illegal. It's like, oh, man, now I feel weird.
Oh, damn it. So, I was gonna imply that it was like, I mean, I think I'm like, it's the trailer's maybe implying that it's like about child rape. So I was like, a lot of implication there. I was almost going to put like some Ferris wheel music and Carney music when it cuts to the final scene of the erector set Ferris wheel. Thought that might add a little layer of creepy, but I didn't want to do too much association with children. But yeah. So it was fun. All right. So check out that video. Make sure you like, subscribe, check all the boxes. You can let us know what you thought of it. On social medias, you can contact us at true.criminals.podcast or email us
truecriminalsjailpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and let us know. We're gonna make more of those. I don't know how regularly we're gonna do them.
Yeah, if you have any toys you want to hear or review for a fake trailer for.
Well, they don't all have to be toys.
Oh, yeah. Just send us some subject matters you'd like to hear us talk about a fake trailer about.
Because, yeah, originally we were just going to do sequels. We were going to do sequels, sequels to movies that would never have had a sequel made.
So. Or sequels to a movie that the first one doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do sequels to movies that don't exist. Which is funny because that's based off of stuff that, like, we've already started talking about sequels to movies that we've never made, but we. Oh, man.
So, it's always so funny because we're like, okay, like, let's say we do a movie where these guys did this thing and then they get free, and then there's the sequel, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So we wrote a script a long time ago called And We All Go Marching Down, and it was about a serial killer that was killing a whodunit kind of murder mystery. It took place entirely in a slug bug. Genius movie. Really brilliant. The script's lost, but yeah, it was like a couple months after we wrote the script, I think one of us was like, and in the sequel... And we all go, it's a whodunit murder mystery on a float trip.
Like, and it was heavily inspired by Maniac Cop 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which I have not seen in like 25 years. So. Yeah. It was heavily, it was heavily inspired by Maniac Cop 2. There was
just the axe.
Yeah. There were scenes in it that were direct scenes from other movies. There's this movie called Recoil. And there's this car chase in it where this car is like just ramping over pallets, just stacks of pallets. And so you see the car coming toward the camera, and it's chasing like a guy on a bike who's like weaving between the pallets, and the car is just hitting the pallets, but ramp every time it hits it ramps and it lands and it ramps. And I was like, a fucking car that's not how physics would play out if a car smashed into a stack of pallets.
So when I was in junior high, the friend group that I hung out with, they all knew each other. Well, like a few of them knew each other much longer and like went to elementary school together and everything. And one of them, Zach, he was a pretty good artist. Logan, he was the opposite of that. And Zach was telling me about how like they were in elementary school and Logan would always draw the same thing. It was a ramp with line of cars, and then like, you know, a couple of cars on flat ground, one midway up the ramp, one ramping.
Yeah.
And all the ramps always had a hook in the ground to keep it posted, I guess. I don't know.
To keep it from...
He mentioned that one time when we were all drinking and stuff, and from that point on, like, we'd all like do these really shitty drawings of ramps with cars. Always be like, ramp, the movie. Two ramp, two furious.
Oh man, I think I see another episode of the movies we don't deserve. That's what I hear when you say that. But okay. So yeah. Check out those videos, check the boxes, share, tell everybody.
Also stay tuned after the outro music. I'm gonna throw in this audio skit that we worked on as well with the guys over at Let's Talk About Stuff, and the guys from the Nudist Colony, and yeah, some of our other podcasting friends that have been on the show. So yeah, check that out. We kind of talked about some of the projects that we've been working on, and that's kind of why we didn't have like a regular episode out this week, and it's kind of this teaser. So just listen for that. All right, thanks.
All right, I'm Eric,
and I'm Scotty.
This was True Criminal. And so, like, I almost was like, man, I'm gonna go buy a slinky and roll it down. Some erections are bad. I mean, yeah, some erections are bad, but that's not something you want to put on your movie poster. Right? I mean, it's kind of like someone made a really beautiful, beautiful, amazing picture of Hitler.
What can I get you?
Can I get a whiskey with a pickleback to start?
Do you want a whole baby dill or just the juice or both?
Just the juice. Wait, give me both.
You got it. Here you go. Let me know if that's good for you.
Yeah, that's good. I'm waiting for someone, so like maybe a water?
Yeah, no problem. Hey there, guy. You ready to order?
Yeah, let me get a whiskey and a nickelback.
Coming up. Here you go.
Oh, that's harsh, but daddy, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. What can I get you?
What's good on draft?
We got a local IPA that people seem to enjoy.
That sounds fine. IPAs suck, but I like to help the community.
Here, but whatever. I'll be right with you, man. Here you go, buddy. One IPA. All right, now what's your poison?
Let me get a
vodka and water back. Wait, wait, wait. Make that a baby got back. L.A. looks with an Oakland booty. You got it. That tastes like ass. Even white boys got a shout. Okay, who's next?
Yeah, let me get a Jack and Nickelback.
I got that. Sorry, man. I got tied up trying to get out the door.
No problem, man. Finish tying up that apron. We got this. Things are just starting to pick up.
Did you say a Jack and Nickelback?
Yeah.
This is how you remind me. Here you go, buddy.
Did you just sing Nickelback's How You Remind Me into my shot glass?
Yeah, Jack and Nickelback, right?
Sorry, I got you, man. He's running a little behind to mix things up.
And Nickelback.
Here you go, guys. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, guys. He didn't make them that way at my previous gig, but that makes sense. Chasing drinks with a handful of nickels definitely killed the bite of some Jack better than Chad Kroger there.
Hey guys, welcome to All Be Box. What can I get you?
Yeah, how's that going? Can we get a blood and honey in a bottle and like two vodka paper packs?
No problem. I guess I like the taste of ass now.